Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. The new science fiction thriller Space Rangers is the story of two kids, friends Evan and Dan, who fall down a sewer on their way home from school and discover a secret base for robots that are training for war. Can the boys stop the aliens from destroying the world? Space Rangers, written by Sebastian Darris. He's a 10-year-old fifth grader with a vivid imagination, a talented storyteller. He loves to read, play video games, enjoys school. Sebastian has three sisters and a brother. He believes nothing is impossible, and his goal to become an outstanding author, he's well on his way. Sebastian Darris, author of Space Rangers, with us on This Week in America. Sebastian, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
It's great to be here.
Looking forward to talking about this, and I mentioned the vivid imagination. I love the book Space Rangers. Talk about how this whole idea came about. And you mentioned in the beginning, in the dedication, your mother was an inspiration in coming up with this story. Where did this whole story come from? I love it.
Before this entire thing happened, I used to write down, like, random stories. They were, like, 3-4 pages long. And they showed my mom one of them, and she said, continue writing it, because this one has a good storyline. And so I continued writing, and then I created an entire book out of it.
And a job well done with the book. The book's available at bookventure.com, soon the website spacerangerstalk.com, and we'll give you all that information throughout the interview. And, of course, if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly, get information on Sebastian and information on the book. Talk about the decision once you got it completed and you felt, I've got a book here. This is really a good story. What was that process like to then get the book published? I mean, you're 10 years old, you're already a published author. Some people go their entire lives trying to get a book published, and it never happens. What was that process like, the decision to, let's go ahead and see if we can get this published?
The decision was really, like, nerve-wracking because,
yes,
like, we found Book Venture on like, Google, and we were like, oh, let's give these people a shot, and it turned out they were actually really useful.
And
they really helped a lot.
Yeah, it's got a great cover to the book as well, which I think is so important and often overlooked by authors. The cover will capture the attention. Book's available at Amazon. It's available in all different types of format, soft cover, and you'll get it in Kindle and all of that. And again, we'll give you all of that information. Let's go back and talk about this fascination you've had. I mentioned you love to read. How long have you been reading, and are you a big science fiction fan?
I've been reading for, like, since I was, like, 3, and, yeah, I really was into science fiction.
What are some of the books, the books that you would call maybe an inspiration for you that really hooked you and you thought, I'd like to try this?
I found a series that wasn't related to science fiction, but it was fiction, and it was about Greek mythology. And it was by an author named Rick Boyden. And, like, his stories just were very inspirational to me. Like, I felt them as what I wanted to become, one of those authors that had everything I needed.
With us, Sebastian Darris on the program, 10-year-old student. He's the author of the book Space Rangers. The book is available at bookventure.com. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about the book and putting this book together. I mentioned the two major characters. When you started the book, did you have an outline in mind? Did you know where this was going to go? Or did this process just sort of evolve as you were writing the story?
The process sort of just evolved. Like, I was writing, and then during the weeks where I was writing, they sent us emails about how far the book was, I continued writing more until I think it was around Christmas when I was, like, done. Yeah.
Talk about the main characters, Evan and Dan. They're on their way home from school. Evan, I believe, is the one that initially falls over, trips over a tire, and they end up going in the sewer. Talk about this, because when they get in the sewer, they're surprised that there's actually activity going on down there, isn't there?
Yeah.
And you've created a whole world underground with these robots. Talk a little bit about, without giving away too much, but talk about that world that exists underground and how much fun that was to develop that, because you gave them their, again, their own little environment, their own little world down there.
Yeah, so when I was thinking about the robot city thingy type thing, I was thinking of, like, a city built underground, like, what was it? So I saw this, you know, I was reading this book, and it was, I don't remember the book title. Oh, no, you know. But it was talking about how there was an underground city, like an underground replica of everything, and it was, like, if some person moved, a person actually moved, but, like, you couldn't really interact with the people on the top, but it wasn't a complete replica of what was on the top, on the surface, except underground.
Interesting. This is all in the book Space Ranger. Sebastian Darris, the author and our guest on the program, 10 years old, a fifth grader, had done an excellent job with this book. And the robots have been there for a while, too, but they were looking for gold years ago, and they've developed this whole world underground.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of technology involved down there. You talk about Starfighter 2.0, again, without giving a whole lot away, but talk about some of the technologies, the spacecraft, the things they're able to do down there.
So some of the technology they had down there was, like, a voice-activated spaceship. So, like, you put an earpiece in your ear, and then you were, like, able to whisper into it, and that's how you controlled the spaceship. For the technology outside of the starship, there was, what was it? Hold on. There was, yeah, I don't remember that.
There was a lot of interesting technology that you used down there that they used, and they had a friendly robot. Talk about Rob, because he's sort of their guide as they get down there. They're trying to figure out where they are, how they ended up down there. And Rob is a robot that sort of gives them a little bit of background as to what's going on down there.
Yeah. So Rob is the I guess, president of the robot city. He is the general of the army, and he is basically the one that helps Dan and Evan make their decision to stay or to leave.
Yeah, and you're down there with these kids, and you can sense their excitement, Dan and Evan, as they're down there, but they're in a whole different world. I mentioned in the beginning training for a big battle that was going to take place. An interesting group down there, the robotic troop. Talk about them and how you created them, because they seem to have some special powers, don't they?
The robotic troop is like the military, except made of robots. And so, like, how I created the robotic troop. So I was thinking of, because it's a city, it has to have an army. But since it's a city of robots, it needs not just humans. So I decided to give it a robot army.
The book is Space Rangers. The author is Sebastian Darris, our guest on the program. You can find information at bookventure.com. Soon on his website, which will be spacerangerstalk.com, and you can sort of interact and get information there on the book as well. And again, I don't want to give away too much. It's always difficult to talk, but it's... Let's talk about Evan and Dan, what they're going through. They're really caught up in what's going on down there. They're training, making excellent fighters, and they really have some decisions to make, don't they, as they're grappling with what to do and how they're going to go about doing it.
Yeah.
it's interesting because as you're reading, you're sort of can't wait to turn the page to figure out exactly where they're going to go and how this is all going to end. What was this experience like for you? How much fun was this to actually tell the story? And then what was it like when you picked up that book, you get the package from Book Venture, and you've got a copy of your book there? You've got the cover, you've got your title, you've got your name on the front. What has this been like for you?
It's been really, like, exciting to pick up the book itself and knowing that I'm going to go really far with this. It's really uplifting. Like, it gives me more, like, it tells me I can do more than just what I want to do, than what I need to do. It's like telling me I can do more.
Well, and you can. You're very talented. When I was reading through this, it's like this has the maturity, the experience of someone far older than 10 years old, the ability to express himself. It's interesting, too, the dialogue. Talk about writing the dialogue. Sometimes dialogue gets in the way of the action, and you seem to have just the right element of dialogue that gave us enough story, enough information on who these characters are, and move the story along. Talk about writing the dialogue. Was there any challenges there, or was that a fun part of it?
The dialogue. So when I first wrote the dialogue, I realized I wrote way too much. And so I went through the book again, erasing dialogue that wasn't really necessary. And then when I find out, when I looked through it for a third time, I realized there was just enough dialogue to fit and just enough storyline. And writing the dialogue itself was pretty fun, actually, because you had to think of the words, a certain word that you knew the character would know what to say, would like to say, not just that he had to say.
Well, yes, and it's very believable because the words that come out of the mouths of the characters, in particular the two main ones, Evan and Dan, you can actually understand these kids saying that. So it's actually very realistic. And talk about the pacing of the book as well, because the book really moves along. It's a good story. It's a quick story. It's a fun read. Talk about that. Did you have to go back and do some editing on the story, or did you feel that you did okay the first couple of times through?
The first couple of times through, I felt okay, but then when I looked through it, I realized it wasn't the best. And then as I kept on going through it, I improved it. I made it better and better.
You know, it's sort of like what you're writing it as Sebastian, the author. You're going back, and it sounds like that final time or among the final times when you were reading it, you were Sebastian, the fan of books who loves reading a great story. Did you have that perspective when you went through that final time as not necessarily the writer, but as someone who's going to be reading the book, and you wanted to be impressed and enjoy the story as well?
Yes, that is actually what I was kind of going for.
Well, you're very talented, and I keep mentioning this, 10 years old. What are your goals? What would you like to do at this point? Are you working on a sequel? Do you have anything else you're working on now?
Yeah, there is going to be a sequel, and I plan to make probably a 4-book series to this.
Well, we'll be looking forward to those because it really is a captivating story, a moving story. It will hook you from the very beginning. You're not going to be able to put the book down until you finish reading it. What's the reaction been among family members, friends, and kids at school and teachers at school to do that? See the Sebastian over there? He just wrote a book and got it published. What's that reaction been like of everybody?
It's been like, wow, you actually did this. Like, they're surprised that it actually happened. Yeah, I'm just surprised that it actually went published.
Yes, and it's published and it's doing very well and getting excellent reviews. Future, you'd like to be a writer. Any college plans? Any plans along those lines?
As a writer, I'd like to become pretty well known as a writer. Like, not just the writer that a few thousands know. Like a few hundred thousands, maybe, and I'll be satisfied.
Well, and they'll be buying the books and reading and enjoying them as well. I actually see this. You do such a nice job of bringing the story to life. I visualize this as I'm reading the book. Any thoughts about, boy, it'd be nice along the way to do this into a short TV series, or even take it and maybe expand the storyline with the other books and do like a movie, even a video game, something out of that. Have you thought about something like that?
Yeah, I was thinking, like, I could probably ask somebody to animate my, like, little books, my books, basically, and, like, turn it into, like, a movie or something.
You are a step ahead of me. That's exactly where I was thinking as I'm reading this. It's like, boy, I hope somebody's working with Sebastian. He doesn't need anybody working with him. He's got all the thoughts himself. Sebastian, this has really been fun. I really enjoyed the book. The book is called Space Rangers. Sebastian Darras is the author and our guest. That's D-E-R-A-S. The book's available in all forms at bookventure.com in their bookstore. You'll be able to link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And soon you'll see the website, spacerangerstalk.com. Sebastian, an excellent job. Please stay in touch. Looking forward to the sequel. Very talented young writer. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Richard.
It has been our pleasure having you with us. Space Ranger Sebastian Darras, the author and our guest on This Week in America. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.